An unpleasant feeling began to stir in the pit of Pelion's stomach as he checked his board's real-time status readout. Thus far, the Imperial forces had lost only 3 TIE fighters and sustained superficial damage to the Star Destroyers, compared to 8 of the enemy's line ships and 18 of its fighters gone. Granted, the Imperials vastly outgunned the defenders, but still. Slowly, reluctantly, Pelion reached to his board. A few weeks back, he'd made up a statistical composite of the Chimera's battle profiles for the past year. He called it up, superimposed it over the current analysis. There was no mistake. In every single category and subcategory of speed, coordination, efficiency, and accuracy, the Chimera and its crew were running no less than 40% more effective than usual. He turned to look at Savioth's strained face, an icy shiver running up his back. He'd never really bought into Thrawn's theory as to how and why the fleet had lost the Battle of Endor. Certainly, he'd never wanted to believe it. But now, suddenly the issue was no longer open to argument. And with the bulk of his attention and power on the task of mentally communicating with 2 other task forces nearly 4 light years away, Savioth still had enough left to do all this. Pelion had wondered, with a certain private contempt, just what had given the old man the right to add the word master to his title. Now he knew.
"Getting another set of transmissions," the communications officer reported. "A new group of mid-range planetary cruisers launching.
Have the Stormhawk move to intercept," Thrawn ordered.
"Yes, sir. We've now also pinpointed the location of their distress transmissions, Admiral."
Shaking away his musings, Pelion glanced across the hollow. The newly flashing circle was on the farthest of the system's moons.
"Order Squadron 4 to move in and destroy it," he ordered.
"Belay that," Thrawn said. "We'll be long gone before any reinforcements can arrive. We might as well let the Rebellion waste its resources rushing useless forces to the rescue. In fact," the Grand Admiral consulted his watch, "I believe it's time for us to take our leave. Order fighters back to their ships. All ships to light speed as soon as their fighters are aboard."
Pelion tapped keys at his station, giving the Chimera's status a quick pre-light speed check. Another bit of conventional military wisdom was that Star Destroyers should play the role of mobile siege stations in this kind of full planet engagement, that to employ them in hit-and-fade operations was both wasteful and potentially dangerous. But then, proponents of such theories had obviously never watched someone like Grand Admiral Thrawn in action.
"Order the other 2 forces to break off their attacks as well," Thrawn told Savioth. "I presume you are in close enough contact to do that."
"You question me too much, Grand Admiral Thrawn," Savioth said, his voice even huskier than it had been earlier. "Far too much."
"I question all that is not yet familiar to me," Thrawn countered, swiveling back around again. "Call them back to the rendezvous point."
"As you command,"
the other hissed.